B-Pod Studios.
You know what date is?
Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
Ah, good Wednesday morning, everyone.
Thank you for joining us, everyone. We have such a fun show ahead.
It's Wednesday.
It's only Wednesday?
It's a great show ahead.
It's Wednesday.
Fun show.
That's your favorite day.
This is such a fun show. There is so much more fun happening.
It's 80s
and more. 105.7 WROR.
Here's Lauren and Wally.
Well, good morning and welcome to a Wednesday morning on the Lauren and Wally Morning Radio Program.
Oh, it's only Wednesday.
I know.
That's funny. I was like, wow, it's already Wednesday. So we have very different perspectives on this week.
Yeah. So 39 degrees in Boston.
Yeah.
Today's going to be a decent kind of day coming up for you here.
Tomorrow's going to be better, but Saturday's going to be like the winner.
Yeah.
I feel like having a party. It's good. Now, it's so nice.
Am I correct? Is it going to be in the 70s?
It's going to be in the 70s on Saturday. It's going to be sunny and 70s. So even I'm
going to
go outside.
That's a pretty big move for an indoor cat.
I think so as well.
Okay. So stuff we got coming up on the program today. Boy, they're getting serious on the college cheating scandal.
Yeah, they doubled down on Lori Loughlin.
Sure did,
Loughlin.
Whoa.
And
the Hot Pockets heiress lady.
Right. You know, I mean, that lady's suspect anyway. She's been torturing America for like 25 years.
There should be some hanging roof lawsuits involved.
Exactly.
I was going to say, I get in the class action hanging roof.
Some hanging roof?
On the Hot Pockets.
We'll get that going.
Yeah.
We'll call a sleazy lawyer and get that started.
All right, I'm in.
Yeah, we got, has anybody been watching Jeopardy? They got this guy on Jeopardy who's unbelievable.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
I was watching it last night.
Whoa!
I always forget to watch Jeopardy, and I love it. I get super involved when I play it.
Do you really?
Yeah. It's not pretty. Maybe that's why I avoid it. It's like I get competitive.
This guy broke the all-time single-day record.
Really?
Yeah, he won $110,000 in one day yesterday.
Did he get the... What's the last question called?
Final Jeopardy.
Final Jeopardy. Yep. Yeah.
What's the final question called on Jeopardy?
Gee,
I don't know.
What would that be? I don't know.
That's not right.
I'm not very good at Jeopardy. Okay.
So Stephen Guskowski gets a new contract.
Yeah, he's
Patriots.
Back for two more years, which is good.
Yep. Magic Johnson is out with the Lakers. That's kind of interesting.
Boy,
have you ever quit a job without telling your boss first?
That's pretty amazing, isn't it?
That's amazing.
Yeah. Oh, by
you just
the way,
kind of like, I'm not going to do
this
anymore.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
We're going to tell you the best time to buy gas to save money today on the program.
Yeah,
they did a big study, and they know exactly when you should buy gas.
It's expensive these
days.
It
is. Boy, it's going up here.
Yeah.
Let me see. What are we covering in Dirty Laundry today?
Well, there's a lot going on television, including someone leaving The View. No, The Talk. I wish somebody would leave The View.
The View, The Talk.
Oh, The Talk.
Too many.
And I really like this person's excuse. I really do. People are making excellent statements these days in the celebrity world.
Good to hear.
And I'm going to read one for you at 7:45.
And coming up in just about 12 minutes, we will play Win a Grand at 60 Seconds right here at WROR.
And more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
Oh my God, they've taken it too far this time. First it was
Mayo Chup, Mayo Q, Mayo Must, Ranch. Heinz is in the mixology game and they need to get out because they're just monsters. It's terrible what they've done this time. At first it was released on April 1st. This was
an April Fool's joke.
Yeah, but no, they've actually confirmed that it's not a joke. And this combination is mayonnaise and, you'll never guess, Cadbury eggs.
It tastes like feet. I like it. Are you kidding? What's not to like? Custard? Good. Jam? Good. Meat? Good.
I don't know.
So they're taking the filling.
Yeah, they have, but they also have little chunks of chocolate in it, I've noticed.
Ooh.
So they've, mixed up.
Yeah.
Like, it seems, all right, that's a good idea at first. You take a Cadbury egg, and you blend it, and then you put it in a jar.
And you make an omelet.
This seems like it's going to turn into one of those challenges that drunk college kids do late at night.
Well, you can try it. It's only in the U.K., and you can try it at, a brewery.
Well,
so
that's where they have
that.
The good... The U.K. has the good Cadbury cream eggs.
They do.
So they're different than the ones we get.
Yeah, I know, it's true.
I still don't want it mixed with mayonnaise.
I just don't understand what you would put that on. Oh, yeah, you couldn't eat it straight out of the jar.
They suggest waffles.
Waffles?
Really, mayonnaise on waffles?
Well,
no. Cadbury
eggs.
Egg.
You got to go
mayonnaise.
I just think that like I mean, I don't like mayonnaise, and the only thing I like it in is tuna fish. But, like, I'm...
Boy, can you imagine that?
What a sandwich.
Cadbury cream egg tuna fish.
No, I don't think
You'd have to have that on Wonder.
See, now, I'm a mayonnaise lover.
Yeah, and you put it on weird stuff.
I love mayonnaise on a lot of things.
I know. I mean, you drink your 8 ounces of mayonnaise a day.
It's a beverage, you know what I'm saying? It's really...
So well, it's gross. Not going to ruin their teeth. You don't have to worry about that.
Well, that's probably...
Well, you know what? Thanks, Heinz. You've ruined Easter.
Okay, thank you very much. Yep. Oh. No. Hi, Miles.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Now I'm thinking of the poor
Lauren and Wally Show. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
Okay, big science day today. Yeah, you get over to Cambridge, walk around MIT, and these guys will all be walking around. They have these, you know, like glazed over looks, and just incredible, because today is the day that they're going to release the first ever photo of a black hole. So we need the proper music here.
Listen, yeah, that's the only. This is the only Big Bang Theory I understand. Sheldon and the gang.
There you go.
What are you expecting, really?
I have no idea.
Because it says black holes are collapsed stars whose gravity is so powerful that not even light can escape. If no light escapes, doesn't it just look like a black hole?
It sucks everything to it because the gravity is so powerful. It has to be the most dense. They think it's the most dense thing in the universe.
It actually warps the space-time continuum.
You are correct. It does.
Doc Brown told me that. Can you fall into it?
Oh, you would just at light speed. Okay.
Really?
Because what the Milky Way looks like? Not the candy bar.
Is it like an inside out when they go to that two-dimensional place?
You mean like an innie or an outie?
No. I don't understand.
Okay,
it at
you know
all.
You know the thing that the big swirly thing that they say. Okay, this is the Milky Way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah, yeah.
See, that's not really a picture because we don't have a picture of the black hole. That thing in the center, that dot in the center, is a black hole.
Oh,
okay,
really?
Okay, so, but that's not really a picture of it because we've never had a camera that could be able to do this. So they put hundreds of cameras together. And
I thought it was that new Samsung one, the camera phone that takes pictures in the dark. Samsung, no, that's not the one.
They put hundreds of the telescopic cameras together, and then they came up with a composite of the actual picture of the black hole. And the scientists... Now, here's what the scientists...
I just think I spend my days watching Bravo.
They say, this week, today, we will see a direct image of one of the most powerful objects in existence. It might shift the entire understanding of everything we thought we knew about the universe.
Well, which is nothing for me. Yeah. So, wow.
I wonder what it'll look like then.
I wonder what filter they'll use on it to post it on Instagram.
They need that really good filter that takes away some of the wrinkles.
That black hole's
you know what I'm
that's
saying?
Not a good angle.
Maybe like a high res or a res or
and will it be taken as a selfie? Oh, is the interesting gosh. Thing. So this is going to be a big deal today, and you know
only if you're smart.
Yeah,
maybe it's going. But we still contend that it's going to it's really going to show. It's going to end up looking like the big room at the registry because you know you get sucked into that black hole. You know what that's like. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Or I think Chris Sale got sucked into the black hole of. During the offseason.
Exactly.
That could explain a lot.
A lot of things. Okay, so speaking of Chris Sale, Hank.
Oi.
Oi.
Such a disappointment.
Oh, my God.
Hank, what's going on, man?
Wow. Chris Sale lost again. The Red Sox lost again in their home opener. 7-5 to the Blue Jays. Sale gave up 5 runs in 4 innings. He's 0-3 since he signed that $145 million contract extension.
Man.
Mitch Moreland and Mookie Betts both homered. Sox got the World Series rings. That was the highlight. Gronk, Edelman, Stephon Gilmore, they threw out the first pitches. Manny and Curt Schilling were both there. Sox are off today. Nathan Eovaldi on the mound tomorrow night against the Blue Jays. Celts won their season finale, beating the Wizards 116-110 in D.C. They play the Pacers in the opening round, which begins this weekend. Bruins open their playoff series, hosting the Maple Leafs tomorrow night at the Garden. Patriots preseason schedule is out. They visit the Titans. They'll also host the Panthers and the Giants. And sports is brought to you by Sullivan Tire.
What a cold and miserable day at Fenway yesterday. I think that, you know, with starting day coming in early April here, they should have somebody every year come out and throw out the first snowballs. What I think they really
good point.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
And more. 1057 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
You know, there are a lot of projects and, you know, things and errands in life that we all have to do as adults where you just shouldn't have the kids involved. Whatever you do, you know, it'd be better off in the long run if you just got a long length of rope, tied him to a chair, and left him home until you got back. Right, Brian?
Nice.
I was all out of rope, Lorne.
Yeah, God.
Well, so this week we had a, you know, unfortunate incident where our refrigerator died. Quick note, if you're thinking about buying...
You got the stats on this thing?
If you're thinking about buying a Samsung refrigerator...
Yep. Oh, my God.
Don't, because they're pieces of junk, just so you know.
Okay. Other than that, how were you satisfied with your purchase?
We had to, you know, we started the week with a you know, melty freezer and the kitchen floor mess, so Monday we were like, we have to buy a new fridge. There's no choice, so... There's also no choice because both my wife and I had to go so we could pick it out, figure out what we wanted, all that. We got to take the kids with us.
Of course you did.
And we decided we're going to go to an appliance store.
Oh, my God.
Shout out to the folks at George Washington Toma. Very nice people.
Yep.
Very patient people.
Apparently,
patient.
Just always a Toma to talk to. So, I this is not an ad, but they were very nice. And so we have the kids. And I have a level of, like, I'm kind of used to the kids being somewhat maniacs. You know, so we took them out. We had, watch something on YouTube, sit in these chairs.
Right, yeah.
The people at the store gave us crayons and blocks for the kids, like, so they could sit. And like, okay, so now we're going through the options. Then the kids, they don't want to play with any of that stuff.
They want to play with the refrigerators.
Yeah, so they start, you know, running in circles. Hey, how about this fridge? How about this fridge? Oh, Daddy, this one's a Samsung. We better not buy this one. I'm like, I know. Samsung's a piece of junk. I don't know if I mentioned that.
Yeah.
So now at one point... My little girl, who's five, is running laps around the refrigerators and stopping at every one and opening and closing the doors and the drawers and everything. And I'm like,
with what arm?
Like, yeah,
with what arm?
She's got one broken arm.
Yep.
So she's just running around and running around. And I'm like, okay, guys, sit. So they finally found a fridge that had like a notepad on the door. So they were drawing on that for a little while.
Okay, that's good.
So we picked out our fridge. Now we're making headway. Then they got bored and they started running around again. I said, Lila, is Daddy going to have to break your other arm?
Oh, my God. Brian Bell.
So that's when the authorities were called. No. So it came down to the point where she enjoyed this game so much, she started to play keep away in the store.
Oh, yeah.
Which I didn't think was fun. And she's ducking down behind all the different little alleyways.
Hiding from Daddy, right?
Appliances everywhere and hiding. And I finally got a hold of her. And you know how your parents will tell you that when you have kids, it's payback for all the things that you did.
Yeah.
And I remember my mother telling me stories of having to drag me out of, you know, the store.
Right. Yeah.
So I got a hold of Lila and got her under my arm and went right out to the car and buckled her in her car seat and said, You're gonna stay right here. Mm. And the real problem is we were going to go out to dinner after this, because this is all happening right around dinner time.
Sure, yeah.
But now, like, I'm not taking you people out in public anymore.
Right.
Yeah. We bought the stuff, and we're like, now we have to go home and make dinner.
Oh, that's the worst.
Everyone was punished.
But luckily, everything was defrosted already at home.
Okay, well, that was the good thing of the refrigerator.
And you didn't put her in a stackable or anything and shut the door.
No,
I didn't want to teach her that one.
Okay, see?
So...
Should have used the rope.
Appliance store, not in... I really wanted to, but you can't do this anymore. I wanted to just go to the restaurant we were going to go to and park so I could see the car.
Yep.
Leave the kids in the car and go in and get dinner. But you can't do that anymore.
I know. You used to be able to. I've done that. I used to be able to do that. But you can't do that anymore because then somebody's going to call the cops. They're going to come and you're going to be in prison.
You think so?
Yes, I do think so.
They have awful refrigerators in prison, too.
That's right.
Terrible. That's why they call it the cooler.
1057 WROR, Lauren and Wally Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interiors.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Effie and Ephus are returning home from the agency where they've just adopted a beautiful baby girl from China. When they stop by the Presque Isle School for Chinese Studies and hurry up Chop Chop Takeout, and we hear...
Hello, may I help you?
Yes, we just adopted this cute baby girl here, and we want to learn how to speak Chinese.
Why you want to do that?
Well, because we figure in about a year she's going to start talking. We want to be able to understand what she's saying.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Me. Right here on the Lord of Water Morning Show.
Well, it's beginning to look more and more like Lori Loughlin and the Hot Pocket Saris lady and those people should have done what Felicity Huffman did Monday.
And Lori Loughlin, she rejected a plea deal offered by prosecutors, the one that Felicity Huffman took. So then the feds doubled down and she was hit with another charge for money laundering. And that's not good, because that seems...
The only thing I know about money laundering is from watching Ozark. So.
Yeah, and that's bad, right?
Yeah, that's bad.
It comes from the fact that the money these parents paid to get the kids in college was funneled through a fake charity.
Yeah,
that's... It carries a maximum penalty of 20 years in prison. Plus, you got the 20 years on the first charge. So, you know, they could... You know, this is not probably not, that's not going to happen, but they could ultimately, hypothetically, face 40 years in prison.
So I guess for sources say that Lori's not really taking this as seriously as other people are. Neither is the Hot Pockets lady.
Yeah.
And
well,
she's in denial.
Money.
Yeah, she has Hot Pocket money.
To burn.
You have Hot Pocket
yeah.
money. It's like, boom. He's got Target money. She's got yeah. Hot Pocket money. Yeah. She doesn't want to be... She'd go to trial before she's separated from her family, and she's going to take those odds. And then she also... she just... doesn't really sort of understand that it's like this is really serious and you're not going to be able to get out of it.
The only thing I can figure is because I think that 11 or 13 people decide, okay, we're going to fight this whole thing. They must have some lawyers who think they can get them out of this.
Yeah, that's the only thing.
They must have Bob Kraft's lawyers.
Could be.
He thinks he's going to get out of that too.
Well, do you think that people that are like this super rich, they are just slightly disconnected from reality?
Yeah.
And they just feel like they can
entitled.
Pay anything and get away with anything.
Yes.
They're completely like they just don't get it.
Yeah, because it just continues that's happened their whole lives.
Right. Money puts
her
them
life,
why
would it change? In his life, she's the actress, he's the businessman, and then it's just, you know, every day that goes by that they get entitled
tell
to
me,
all these things.
Tell me this, because I was having dinner with some people last night and we were discussing this, and I said, you know, I've been watching this college cheating thing, and I was actually wondering to myself, if I had this kind of money, because you know how we all would do pretty much anything we could to help our kids? Don't you feel
not
that
really.
Way?
Not really.
I know what you mean.
I mean
hypothetically,
really.
We'd do anything we could for a kid. And I'm thinking, okay, if I had been in this situation and I had unlimited funds, would I have done what they did? And I want to say, well, of course not. But I can't honestly say, I don't know.
I definitely know I wouldn't, because also, I mean, I hardly want to take Lucy to like a school dance. Never mind.
But you're not a lawbreaker, nor do you consider. I mean, there are a lot of things where they really cross the line. I mean, 2 years at Beverly Hills Community College is looking a lot better right now.
Yeah, really.
It's like a lawbreaker. There are people who easily like break little laws. Like there are people who get really nervous about getting in trouble and being caught. Me, and
rule
then
follower.
There's somebody what
rule follower.
Yeah, and then there's somebody like my mother.
Oh.
Who's like, okay. Listen, just grab like a clipboard and like pretend like you belong here. That's her attitude with life. And I'm like, what?
That's
and
right.
She's
she
like,
always has a clipboard
gonna bug
in the car.
You. Yeah, exactly. So she would not do this. I'm not going to throw my mother under the bus.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But I feel like it, given all the time and all that, there are two types of people.
How did you get into UMass?
So the truth finally comes out. After
the old-fashioned way, I didn't get into BC.
80s and more. 1057 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Okay, this Dirty Laundry is brought to you by Sullivan Tire. We've got people quitting. We've got we got some royal news, and we also have a prequel. Let's just discuss royals really quick. First of all, The Crown, Season 3, began filming on Netflix, in July.
You know they're spending $1 billion on that?
They should, because it's so good.
It's really
good. And
it's
going to
really
get even better, because this time everybody's being introduced to like the key players, like Princess Diana and Camilla, and they've cast a couple of people. So the person who's playing Lady Diana Spencer is this girl named Emma Corrin, like zero credits on IMDb.
Yeah.
She's a total newcomer, really looks exactly like Princess Diana did in the very beginning, like that. You know, like when she was so young, and she was a preschool teacher,
But it's an entire new staff, new cast.
Olivia Colman's Queen Elizabeth. She just won the Academy Award for Best Actress. Helena Bonham Carter is Princess Margaret. I don't really love her, but I'm gonna just deal with it. And then this other person I don't know, Emerald Fennell, who's gonna be Camilla, and that's gonna be exciting.
Camilla Bell's Bonka.
Because that's just the whole crux of how it all went wrong, and then they're gonna really deal with this season. So I'm excited for The Crown. It's my favorite show. Okay. Also, speaking of The Crown, Meghan Markle wants to raise her baby vegan, and the Queen is not having it.
Oh, come on.
The Queen loves to shoot things and eat it.
Best part about being the Queen. She's a hunter.
Apparently, that's the rumor that's going on. I can't wait till this baby's born.
Because the baby
been pregnant for 3 years.
As part American citizenship, it might open up all the royal financials to the IRS.
Get out of town.
No way.
Yes.
Not happening.
Really?
That's what it says in the paper.
Oh, okay. Which one? The Sun?
Really? Well, that would be interesting, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, but it's, you know, like, I don't know.
You don't think they'd fight that?
I don't think. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right.
Hey, Grease, the prequel is coming out. That's exciting. It's going to be called Summer Lovin'. And this is super exciting for me because Grease, as you know, takes place after Sandy and, Danny. Oh, Sandy and Danny met and went to high school together. The Summer Lovin' is the prequel when they met in the summer and fell in love, which is really funny because my mother took me to see Grease, and she was so angry that it wasn't the Summer Lovin' part where it was like a summer place and like all that stuff, and it was about like her changing for him. She got in the car. She said it was the worst movie she's ever seen and that Sandy shouldn't have changed for Danny and I should never watch it.
And that's why Grease 2 is better.
Yes, exactly.
Wow.
All right, finally, The Talk is losing one of its favorite people, Sarah Gilbert, says she's leaving the show, and this is what she had to say.
This is hard to do, and something that I have been struggling with for a while and going back and forth, but I've decided that it's time for me to leave the show at the end of the show. I know. I obviously love it here, and like I said, this was extremely difficult. Last season, I did Hunters, as you know, and was also producing and here, and I loved it and felt totally empowered, but also, if I'm being honest about it, I think my life was slightly out of balance, and I wasn't, you know, able to spend as much time with my three kids as I'd like.
I think that's the crux of it. Like, you know, she recognized, which is really interesting, because she was doing a lot. She's doing The Conners. It was picked up for another season. So if that didn't work, she'd always have The Talk. But now having both, being on set for both The Conners and acting in it and doing The Talk, which you have to actually be prepared for, because you're going to talk to those other ladies about whatever. She couldn't do it. And, you know, I mean, I don't know. I don't never watch that show. Have you ever watched it?
No.
I don't watch it. I feel bad a little bit, but I always liked her. And anyway, I'm looking forward to The Conners because
I like The Conners.
I like The Conners. It's great. So that is what's going on in Dirty Laundry.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Okay, everybody, it's game time here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show because it is time for Win a Grand in 60 Seconds. Player standing by right now. She's a legal secretary from Chelsea, Massachusetts, named Robin Bessie. Good morning, Robin, and welcome. How are you doing this morning?
Good. I'm very well. How are you?
Just great, thank you. Robin, are you feeling rather confident this morning?
Well, yeah, I guess.
Wow.
Okay, now come on. Let's be a little more positive. Yes, I absolutely am. Let's hear it.
I am.
Okay. So, LBF is itching to give away another $1,000 bill here this morning from Century Bank. So she's going to ask you 10 questions within 60 seconds. You'll hear the ticker in the background. What you want to do is you want to beat the buzzer because at the end of 60 seconds, time is up. You got to get all 10 of them correct. Are you ready to play?
I am.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's play Win a Grand in 60 seconds.
What is 1 plus 1?
2.
The final season of this series featuring dragons begins April 14th.
8.
What was the score of the Red Sox home opener?
7-5.
There's been a massive outbreak of this in Brooklyn because people aren't getting vaccinated. Who is the Massachusetts State Treasurer?
Pass.
Which member is quitting the talk?
Pass.
Name one of the people who threw out the first pitch at the Red Sox home opener.
Pass. I didn't see it.
What's the streaming service that airs The Crown?
Netflix.
Spell salmon.
S-A-L-M-O-N.
In which decade was the Three Mile Island disaster?
70s.
Who is the Massachusetts State Treasurer?
Deborah Greenberg.
Which member is quitting the talk?
Pass.
Name one of the people who threw out the first pitch at the Red Sox home opener. Okay. I'm
sorry. I didn't see it.
Game has
you
expired.
Took really well, though. Good. If you knew the score of the game, which is good, but you didn't know who threw out the first pitch. Okay,
six right.
You got six right. First of all, the final season of this series featuring dragons begins April 14th. It's Game of Thrones. What did you say?
Oh, I thought you asked me what season it was.
Oh, okay. Huh.
I'm sorry, misunderstood.
That's all right. No apologies. The Massachusetts State Treasurer, close. Deb Goldberg.
Yeah.
The member who's quitting the talk, Sarah Gilbert. One of the people who threw out the first pitch at the Red Sox home opener, Rob Gronkowski, Julian Edelman, and some other guy. What's
Gilmore,
his name?
Gilmore.
Gilmore? Yes. Gilmore. And the rest of it you got, so you did a really good job.
Well, I'm so,
I should have got that.
I'm so sorry I can't give you $1,000 in cash.
I'm sorry, too.
Well, of course you are. I'm sorry, but not half as sorry as you are. I'd say I'm probably 1,000 times less sorry than you are.
But you do have something.
Yes, you do. You have a pair of passes to Happy Place, an interactive, immersive art exhibit dubbed the most Instagrammable pop-up in America. It's at 500 Boylston Street in Boston. If you're a face hog, you're going to love this place.
A face hog?
Yeah, that's somebody who can't get enough selfies. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
No,
it's a very happy place. Go to veryhappyplace.me for more information and to purchase tickets. Okay. Enjoy your time there. Thank you very much for playing the game.
Thanks a lot. Great job.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Thanks.
Bye.
Well, you want to play the game?
Face hog.
Come on, face hog.
Face hog.
Come on. Log on to WRR.com and apply because you got to register to play. And you could be a winner of $1,000 in cash from Century Bank.
80s and more. 1057 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Okay, this is for if you're really cheap, you're going to love this.
This is terrible. And I'm really upset at CNBC because they were talking about how to save money and they were talking about tips and what people tip on a restaurant bill. And here's what they did, a little survey, man on the street, if you will.
Yeah.
I generally tip 10%.
15% tips.
10%.
My tip would be get a better job, go to school, and get an education. That's
really?
My tip right
really?
Now. Playing.
If they give good service, I'll give them like $5.
Pre-tax.
Post-tax?
After-tax, generally.
Okay, what's the difference? Because I'm confused there.
From an etiquette standpoint, tipping on pre-tax is absolutely fine. You don't have to tip on what you are already being taxed upon.
But you know what? I don't know. So they said that if you tip, there are two things. They said if you tip on the pre-tax amount, you'll save a little money. But also doubling the sales tax will just, will save you money too. But it also, that's wrong because it also kind of,
Shortchanges the wait staff
because most states have sales tax between 6 and 9%, and that ends up being a 12 to 18% tip on a subtotal, and that's just terrible. And you know what? I mean, I think waitstaff, they do the best job on earth. They bring you food and drinks, and so they should be compensated.
They should be making you really, really happy.
You know, I mean, yeah. it's pretty rare when you get like a lousy server.
Are you all good tippers? Everybody good tipper?
20 to 25% all the time.
Oh, that's a good tipper. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, Dave Falcone is a very good tipper, and I am a good tipper because of that. Like, I mean, I was a waitress too, so I always tipped like, you know, 20%. But now I just add in a couple extra dollars, and you know, it's just you know, because
I go like the 20, and then you know, or whatever, it will round it up to a nice number. Sometimes
it has to be egregious not to give them a good
horrible
tip.
Service with a bad attitude will cut a tip. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, are there people out there that tip 15% on the regs?
Yeah, I know some people.
Really? Yep. I think that's cheap. A deal breaker.
Yep.
I went out on a date with a guy and he didn't tip the bartender, and I was like, I'll never see him again. He's dead to me. The bartender, however, I'm very good friends with. Then,
okay. Did you give him a good tip?
That's what I got to figure. Okay.
This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
As promised, we are now going to give you a little help this morning here. And we're going to teach you how to save a little bit of money. Because have you noticed how the gas prices are going up?
I did notice that yesterday. No.
They are going up.
No, they are. They're going up. It's sad.
A lot of places are over $3 now. Mm-hmm. Okay, so here's what you do. It depends on when. A lot of it depends. Well, of course, nobody knows why the gas prices are really going up. You're getting gouged anyway. You know that. But they fluctuate a lot during the week. So GasBuddy.com. They do a lot of stuff on, you know, how to save money on gas. And they did this big survey, and they've now know the best day and the worst day to buy gas. And their best 2 days of the week to buy gas are Mondays and Tuesdays. This is on a regular basis.
I usually get gas on Wednesday, right after Tuesday.
After Taco Tuesday? Well, see, that explains part of the problem for you.
I get that. Okay. That's funny.
I'd like Throwback Thursday, actually.
I'd like Throwback Thursday. Okay. Now, the worst day to buy gas is Friday. And the reason Friday's worst day to buy gas, especially in the summertime, is because the gas station people all realize, okay, people are going to leave town, so I got to get the gas while I can, you know, sell them the gas while I can, and I'm going to recoup the losses I'm going to get take over the weekend. But the best day to buy gas of all is Monday. And the best time on Monday is Monday morning before 11 o'clock. You should always buy your gas.
I feel like yesterday was not Monday, but it was Tuesday, and it was a good day to buy gas, and I did. And it was really expensive. Just so you know, I didn't feel good about it. I felt bad, and I felt like it wasn't a good day.
It was not a good day. No.
But I mean, I don't want to throw holes in your theory there, but I think you might be wrong.
Well, do you pump your own gas?
Oh, yeah, I pump my own gas.
My wife refuses to pump gas.
She moved to New Jersey because they don't allow you to.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, you can't. It's illegal to pump your own gas in New Jersey.
I'm going to suggest that to her then.
Wally Show. Mornings. More 80s. More variety. All day. All night. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Good morning. This is the Laura and Wally Morning Radio Program. And I don't know if you're, you ever watch Jeopardy. But even if you don't watch Jeopardy, you might want to tune in tonight. Because a record was smashed on Jeopardy last night by this phenomenon. A guy named James Holzhauer. And he set a new Jeopardy record for one-day winning total, won over $110,000 in one show. So that's
amazing.
Pretty
strong.
Do you want to hear it?
Yeah. Oh, you got it there?
I got all the daily doubles. Here you go.
Daily double. You have an $11,000 plus lead over Samir. All of it? Okay.
It was Jesse James.
Yes, indeed.
So that's the first time.
The daily double.
It's $25,000.
All right.
Wow.
What is Moorish?
Moorish is right.
Your audience.
72,600 going into final for you, James. We need to find Quantum Leap. We do. How much did you risk? 38,314. A new one-day record. 110,914. And now a four-day record of 244,365.
Wow. That's amazing.
That is super awesome.
Now, the interesting thing about that, what he won yesterday was $110,914. And he won that because he did the calculations so that it would come out to give the date of his daughter's birth. So his daughter's birthday is 11 0914.
Wow, that's wicked smart.
Which is
yeah.
So he not only had to come up with the correct answer, but then he had to do the math to add it in so he'd get his daughter's birthday.
Not only that, you have to remember your kid's birthday.
Oh my God! Remember he had a daughter.
I'm out.
Amazing guy. And he's the interesting thing about this guy is he's a professional gambler and he lives in Vegas.
Oh really? And that makes I don't like it as much. I'm just saying.
Still smart.
Hey, I know, but
what do you figure? You know,
math is important.
You figure he's a card counter and everything else.
He's got to be, but he's to be able to be. He's like sustain himself. He had to be even more than that.
Like Zach Galifianakis in that Hangover.
Exactly. Hey, precisely.
Yeah, one man wolf pack.
Look just like the Hangover to me. Boy, you sniffed that one out in a hurry.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.